Welcome, welcome to Victory Chat with Jackie McKeever, where your victory starts here. On Victory Chat, we always find a way to talk about your victory. That's why we call this Victory Chat. We talk about lessons learned in life and in business. So, today, we're doing the morning tea segment where we grab our cups, pour hot water in our cup, grab two tea bags, a little honey for sweetness, and sip on that tea. Today's morning tea topic is five types of imposter syndrome. That's right, five types of imposter syndrome. Y'all, one of the reasons why I am bringing this topic to you all is because we've all suffered from it. Y'all, according to Medical News Today, psychologists in 1978 discovered up to 80% of people experience imposter syndrome at some time. Now, us being who we are, us being more than conquerors, we have to battle this so that we can become victorious. But in order for us to battle it, we have to take the veil off to really understand what it is. So when we have those feelings, we know exactly what to do, which action in our plan to what to activate. Okay, so let's get into this topic. So one of the first type of imposter syndrome that I'm going to talk about is the expert. And you probably say, expert, how is that one of the type of imposter syndrome? Okay, so let's break down what an expert is. So an expert is generally somebody that spent, I don't know, anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000, $120,000. It varies from profession, a number of hours, right? Learning, working in a field, right? So being an expert is not bad, but what I'm talking about, the expert is measuring your skill, your level based on how or what you know or what you can do, right? Feeling like you never can know enough, having the fear of being exposed or inexperienced, because this type of imposter syndrome, you feel like everything is based on luck. Like one day, the reason why you consume so much information, not because it's helping you in that field or it's required by law, you're doing it because you feel like if you don't do it, somebody's going to find out that you're a fraud. It's all an emotional connection to it. Things that fears that we don't even tell anybody, but we think them deep inside. For instance, you may, in this field, you may not apply for a position unless you meet every single requirement listed on there. Or you may be constantly looking for certificates or different types of training because you believe that your skill, your talent, your expertise is not good enough, that you always have to do better because you're looking for satisfaction in that area. You're looking for validation as the expert. Listen, I'm going to tell you all right now, you all have a talent that everybody does not share. Okay. If you need validation in an area, I'm going to tell you right now, we all are experts in some area. So whatever it is, get comfortable in that space. Okay, let's move on, because on my YouTube, I'm going to pause before I get to number two on the five types of expert. I'm going to give you the announcements for this week. So yesterday I talked about what is an imposter syndrome, and I talked about that on Route to Victory IG page and the Jackie McKeever Facebook page, and you can still see those posts since they're up. So today for Victory Chat, I've scheduled to talk about the five types of imposter syndrome. The next day, I will be talking about the battle against the imposter syndrome. And that will actually be another topic for Victory Chat. So you get to hear it right here on Victory Chat. Then on Thursday, for YouTube only, I'll be talking about how to overcome imposter syndrome. So if you're not following me, you really should make plans to follow, because there is a lot of great topics that we will be discussing during this week. Okay, y'all. So we got the announcements. Let's move on to the next type of imposter syndrome. Now, this one, the type of person who usually, and these are really named after the type of people, so to speak. So anyway, the next one is the soloist. This person, the person who suffers from this feels like they can't ask for help. And the reason why they don't ask for help is because they feel like they're what? They're phony. They feel like if they ask somebody to help them, that's saying that they don't know what they're doing. I'm not saying it's not okay to be independent, because it is okay to be independent. But the thing is, we're not designed to do everything by ourselves. So with the soloist, the soloist feels like in order for them not to be found out, they have to do everything on their own, that they don't need help. Even when things get overwhelming, they still try to do everything on their own. The next one is the natural genius. So in this one, it's a little bit self-explanatory, because they believe that they have to be a natural genius, right? So they judge everything they do based on ease and speed. So if it takes them a long time to master something or to get something done, they feel like a what? They feel like an imposter. They feel ashamed. They feel like they're not in their natural space. I mean, and this is similar to the perfectionist. They set their bar so high that they stress themselves out and just they can't see the forest for the trees. They forget to smell the flowers. Okay, so the next type of imposter syndrome is the Superman or the Superwoman type. These people are convinced they're phonies among real deal colleagues. They always feel like they got to push themselves harder than everybody else to measure up against people in their field. And what they're doing is they're covering up their insecurities and they overwork themselves. They stay stressed. It can even cause alcoholism or depression, anxiety, trying to live up to some measures that the people you are trying to measure up to don't even live up to. That was number four. So I've given you four so far. Number one was the expert. Number two was the soloist. Number three was the natural genius. Number two was a superwoman or superman. And the last one is the perfectionist. The perfectionist is the one that sets their goals. And it's similar to the Superman one, right? Superman, Superwoman. They set their goal excessively high that they're not even being realistic, right? They often, I want to say they're kind of self-sabotaging themselves. They experience major self-doubt and worries all the time. And this group can also they be control freaks. They feel like they have to do everything themselves. Oftentimes, they could be accused of being a micromanager. And they have difficulties delegating stuff. So this is a excuse me. They feel like they work have to be 100%, 100% of the time. So those are the five ones. I'm gonna repeat backwards. Number one, I'm going to repeat all five. Number one was the expert. Number two was the soloist. Number three was the natural genius. Number four was the Superman or Superwoman. And number five was the perfectionist. Before I let you all go, I want to recommend a book that you can find more information towards solving this problem. It's by Dr. Valerie Young. And the book is called The Secret Thoughts of Successful Women, Why Capable People Suffer from the Imposter Syndrome and How to Thrive in Spite of It. So you want to get that book and you want to learn more about it. That's all I have for today's Victory Chat with Jackie McKeever, where we grabbed our cup, put hot water in it, two tea bags, a little honey for sweetness, and Y'all, I will see you all for the next Victory Chat. Goodbye and have a wonderful day.